all of us know how difficult it is to get planning. If you're looking for a one-off house in rural County Sligo or rural County Leitrim or whatever, you go through the hoops again and again, and sometimes you just don't get it. And day one, sometimes planners will say, don't even waste your time. That's the kind of thing that, you know, ordinary people have to face when it comes to planning. And yet, we have two government departments that do not seem to understand their own legislation, or, at worst, have decided not to implement it. Don't ask me what's going on here. But it's certainly not good enough, and it's not as if it has not been raised. And furthermore, Catherine, I mean, we have to remember that Leitrim County Council went to court to ask questions about planning in Drumahair as well, about the planning not being in order there.
What do you think will happen now as it relates to Benbulbin Court? And obviously you would imagine, or you would hope, that there would be significant changes when a new Dáil is formed as it relates to the handling of this issue.
Well, there has to be, because how can we expect ordinary people to adhere to planning laws, to have respect for them, if the state itself does not? I know they have emergency legislation in for accommodating Ukrainians, but that is not the case for international protection applicants. And that's what we're talking about in Benbulbin Court. So this is a situation where either we have respect for the law that's there and we ask ordinary people to have respect for that, or, you know, we don't. And for this kind of shoddy work to go ahead, as the Taoiseach himself called it, grubby behaviour, but I'm not sure that that grubby behaviour is limited to those he attributed to on the day. I think there's, you know, we need to look here at who is influencing what, who are making decisions, and at the same time pontificating and telling other people how they must adhere to planning laws. Either it's the law for all of us or it's the law for nobody. And any government department that puts that at risk is doing two things. They are damaging people's faith in the system and in the legislation. And secondly, they're annoying people. They're making people angry. And that is the worst possible thing that they can do.